for a response, however small, and you stop and pray or say something or stay with someone, you are reversing the story of the Levite. But the good news of the gospel is ultimately not about what we do. We are called to acts of service. Big, particular acts like that priest. Small, everyday acts like that Levite. But in the end, the good news of the gospel is not about what we do, it's what Christ has done. And let me give you this picture. If you are somewhere in this story, Superman, everyman, I want to suggest you are not the Samaritan. You're in fact laying in a ditch. You and I are laying in a ditch. We're that man. We're that woman. Beaten up, robbed, and bloodied. Left on the side of the road. Unable to help ourselves. Ignored by some around us who could have aided us. And only the only one who comes to our aid is Christ the Lord. In the guise of the Good Samaritan. What a twist. At the end of this story. We need more than an everyman. We need more than a Superman. What we need, brothers and sisters, is the Son of Man. We need Jesus. This is the good news of the story of the Good Samaritan for you. You are called to serve, but you are resting in the knowledge of the one who has come for you, who has bound up your wounds, who has paid the price, and who promises to come again. Let us live in that joy as we move out into our lives this week. Amen.
Let us join in a standing to affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
At this time, I'd like to call forward Sean Young Oak, Lydia, Gladys, and Margaret.
Come on forward, you guys. Right up here.
We are missing Lydia this morning, and we also welcome Theo and Henry as babes in arms this morning, too.
Into the membership of the church. You are here to declare your faith and to be joined with this congregation in the service of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ has chosen you and in baptism has joined you to himself. As a member of the one holy, universal, and apostolic church, you do not come to us as strangers, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now he has brought you, finally, after a long journey, to this time and place so that you may confess his name before these brothers and sisters to serve as faithful disciples in this community.
Please show your intention of uniting with this church community by answering these questions. Who is your Lord and Savior?
Do you trust in him?
Do you intend to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love?
Do you promise to be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way and so fulfill your calling as a disciple of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
And do we, the members of this church, promise to welcome and involve these new members, share our faith and ministry together, so that we may grow as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-loving God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant's people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for the gifts that you have brought to this congregation through those who are reaffirming their faith today. May we live and love in your Spirit this day. Together may we live in your Spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind of Jesus Christ our Lord in us, to whom all glory and honor we give now and forevermore. Amen.
Sean, Young Oak, Gladys, and Margaret, you are disciples of Jesus Christ. Live in his love and serve him. Let the message of Christ dwell richly in you. And whatever you do, in word and in deed, do everything in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. Welcome to this ministry of Jesus Christ through this church. We are glad you're here. Welcome. You may notice that Gladys is one of our house group leaders, and so we are ever ready to accept your gifts for ministry, even before you join.
Let us give of ourselves to the Lord.
Jesus paid much too high a price for now the body of Christ. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? But if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way.
Thank you for what we have received. We know there are many places that are struggling both in financial ways and in many other ways. We pray for these places and these continue to bless this church. Amen.
Please remain standing for our final hymn today, which is number 369, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. And I think we're gonna project it as well, but it's 369 in your book. The brunch is awaiting you downstairs. So is the meeting part, but we hope you'll stay. We're going to say grace real quick, and then we're going to send you out into the brunch or into your week. Let's pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for the food we are about to eat, the hands that prepared it, the folks who set things up downstairs. May we come grateful, gathering around the tables for conversation and sharing life together. Bless the food to our use and us to your service. Amen. And now go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all persons. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of His Spirit. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain within you, both now and forevermore. Amen.